This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, 3 days after a transgender terrorist entered a Christian school in Nashville and killed 3 9-year-old children as well as 3 adults, we now have, 3 days on from that absolute outrage, transurrectionists yesterday in Kentucky and today in Tennessee staging their own January 6th style insurrection, invading the Capitol building in Tennessee, entering the chamber, getting into physical confrontations with police officers. Unlike the January 6th insurrectionists, they weren't invited and escorted into the building. There you see this maniacal mob tussling with cops, screaming things about trans rights. They're very upset about losing the ability to chemically castrate children in Tennessee. They're upset about drag queen shows being restricted on public property, with kids not being exposed to degenerate sexualized trash. So they're screaming their heads off. They're getting arrested. They're calling for more gun control. Worse scenes than January 6th, many people are saying. Here's how the media is reporting it in the United States of America, though. CBS News, hundreds protest at Tennessee Capitol for tighter gun controls after Nashville shooting. Listen to how they frame it, given those scenes of that trans rights mob that you just saw there. Hundreds of school children, didn't see many school children in that video, teens and parents gathered at the Tennessee Capitol on Thursday to protest for tighter gun controls, 3 days after a shooter opened fire at the Covenant School. Again, they're framing it as, oh, it's just a sober, humble, respectful, calm protest by children and parents outside the Tennessee Capitol. Reality, screaming maniacal mob of transgender activists demanding more rights. The right to chemically castrate children, give them hormone blockers, puberty blockers, hormone treatment. Says at the Capitol, protesters lined the hallways and chanted at the state's Republican-dominated legislature. They filed in. They burst their way in and started fighting with the police. Oh, they just orderly filed in, didn't they? They were very respectful. BS. To begin taking up bills for the first time since the shooting, chants of "Save Our Children" echoed noisily in the hallways between the state Senate and House chambers, with protesters setting up shop inside and outside the Capitol. Oh, yeah. The QAnon shaman and the rest of the January 6th insurrectionists, I guess they were just setting up shop too, were they? Some silently filled the Senate chamber's gallery. Some? What, two of them? They're all screaming like banshees. Watch the video, it's all over Twitter right now. Including children who held signs reading, "I'm 9. Reference to the age of the 3 kids who died in Monday's attack. Again, the bodies are barely cold, and they're invoking the 3 victims of the transgender terrorists to try to get more guns taken out of good people's hands. Why did the transgender terrorists Why did the transgender terrorist refuse to target the other schools that were in the manifesto, the maps that she had, the other buildings, the mall, the other targets that were on that list? Because as the police have said, they had better security, they had more good people with guns. But these people want fewer good people with guns. They're not really offended about the monster with a gun that took those 9-year-olds' lives. They're more offended about puberty blockers being withdrawn, hormone treatments being withdrawn, drag queens not being able to show their crotches around children. They're more outraged about that than the actual shooting itself. And almost as bad, as I'm going to get into on the other side of the break, is Joe Biden's continuing reaction to all this. Again, for a third day in a row, laughing and joking, hasn't visited the school either. Summit.news will be back.
We now have three new game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic does need any introduction. Does such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential, but read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed with my dad. The last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. We also have high-quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself.
Summit.news headquarters. It's Paul Joseph Watson.
So the trans insurrectionists are staging a violent riot inside the Tennessee State Capitol building, more volatile, more unruly than basically anything we saw on January 6th. They certainly aren't being chaperoned by the building. And the mainstream media, CBS News, is reporting that they're staging, in some cases, a silent protest as they literally scream their heads off and get into violent tussles with the police. Meanwhile, Joe Biden, whose first reaction to the horrific shooting on Monday was to dawdle around on stage like the Alzheimer patient he is, not making fun of people with Alzheimer's, very serious disease, but should the president of the free world be in that position, his first response was to come down and mumble about how he liked chocolate chip ice cream and crack jokes about it. That was bad enough. Yesterday he joked again when asked by reporters about Senator Josh Hawley's comments about the transgender terrorist attack being a hate crime. He said, well, if Hawley says it's a hate crime, then it's probably not, even though he hasn't even seen the manifesto, because no one's seen it yet, and I'm going to get onto that. Again, he's joking with reporters, and he's done it again. Telegraph headline. There you see the clip from yesterday, where he's asked about it by the reporters. Laughing and joking about it. He actually says, oh, it's not a joke, it's not funny at the end. Even he realized what he'd done. Why is he smiling? Headline, Joe Biden branded a disgrace for joking around after Nashville shooting. And he's done it again in a meeting with Tom Hanks. Joe Biden has been branded a disgrace for making jokes in the aftermath of the Nashville school shooting, which six people died. In a series of ill-timed remarks, Biden made a political jibe at Republican Senator Josh Hawley. I've just mentioned that. But then again, fooled around on stage at the White House with Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson, Tom Hanks's wife, I think. He has not yet made any plans to visit the Covenant School in Nashville, where 3 9-year-olds and 3 teachers were killed by a former student. His response has been branded totally beneath the dignity of the office of the presidency of the United States. Where is Biden? Why hasn't he visited the school? Where's Kamala Harris? She's in Tanzania. She's not coming back to visit the school. His response has been to crack jokes about it. If Trump had done this, it would be a national news story. There'd be mass outrage. And it describes this meeting with Tom Hanks, the actor. Instead of traveling to Nashville in support of the community, he spent Wednesday at the White House celebrating Greek Independence Day. That's more important, apparently. Surrounded by Greek-American politicians and community leaders, where he continued to make jokes. Actress Rita Wilson, who is of Greek descent, sang four songs during celebrations in the East Room. After her performance, Biden returned to the stage to praise her, adding, "The only thing I worry about is your taste in men." The comment sparked laughter in the room. It's all very funny. Then Tom Hanks was invited on stage and he laughed it up with him too. No plans in his schedule to visit the Christian school whatsoever. Trump blasts Biden's horrible response to Nashville school shooting. This is during an appearance, I think it was last night, by Trump on a television station, Real America's Voice. Trump said somebody messed up, it was horrible. Everyone was waiting to hear his words, and he's talking about ice cream with a laugh. He's laughing about it, he's joking about it, now we're in serious trouble. That was Trump's reaction. And again, not visiting the school, Biden chose instead to make comments regarding the LGBTQ community. Because apparently, of course, after a member of their community killed three children at a Christian school, the real concern is the backlash against the LGBTQ community. Literally fulfilling that Norm MacDonald joke, where he said, "Yeah, I'm worried about ISIS detonating a thermonuclear device that could kill 50 million Americans. But what about the backlash that Muslims might receive? Biden says if we protect LGBTQ plus individuals, our societies are stronger. Maybe if we protect schools full of Christian children, then our societies might be more immune to this kind of horror." But no, he didn't talk about that. He talked to world heads of state at a virtual event titled Summit for Democracy about a fair and stronger society. Quote, "When we advance equality and racial justice and invest in young people, protect the LGBTQ individuals, our societies are not only fair, but they're stronger and more successful." This, of course, is after 2 days of the mainstream media expressing more worry and concern over misgendering people in relation to the transgender community, and in fact, in the early stages after the shooting, misgendering the shooter herself. You saw that with USA Today, you saw it with New York Times. You saw it with BBC News, where they tried to blame the police. So, oh, the police were confused about the gender. Not really. The police came out straight away in Nashville and said, "It's a woman." Only later, when it came out that it was a transgender-identified individual, were the media like, "Oh, we don't really know." Because they didn't want to upset the alphabet people by misgendering somebody who's just massacred children. God forbid. We should disrespect the memory of that cretin. Absolutely incredible. This is interesting, though. Out of the Daily Mail, Nashville shooter was having private counseling sessions with school's head pastor before massacre, where she shot his 9-year-old daughter because he wasn't on site. They're now speculating, and the school's denying this, by the way, so it could be 50-50, I don't know, but it's being reported that this transgender terrorist was actually having counseling sessions with the Christian pastor of the school. Now, what does that suggest? That the pastor was trying to convince Audrey Hale out of following this transgender lifestyle in line with the wishes of her parents, who, of course, said that they refused to respect the pronouns of this monster. They thought that she'd sold all the weapons that were, in fact, being hidden in the home. Was this pastor involved in trying to de-trans this trans-identified individual, and was that one of the motives for the attack? Former pastor of the Covenant School has claimed that the trans shooter Audrey Hale was receiving counseling sessions with the father of one of her victims. It is speculated in this report and others that that footage you saw of the killer wandering around the school was where she was actually trying to find this pastor, who was the father of Haley Scruggs, tragically, of course, killed in the shooting, but that Pastor Scruggs was not in the school building, and so the transgender terrorist instead, having wanted to target him, simply shot his daughter dead. However, there's a huge grain of salt in this reporting, and it is that these claims have been denied by the Covenant School itself, with a spokesperson telling Daily Mail Metro Nashville Police have been clear no one was targeted in the shooting, and Pastor Scruggs was not counseling the shooter. So again, we've seen this with the media initially coming out and saying, oh, there's no known motive. because they thought the manifesto would remain hidden. They thought they could sweep the motive under the rug. Now they're talking about the parents disrespecting the pronouns, blaming the parents for the shooting as if it was their fault. Of course, we've seen Cenk Uygur and all these other vile people on Twitter suggesting that Audrey Hale was bullied and that we should stop bullying transgender people. Again, complete victim-blaming behavior. Absolutely despicable. Now there's a sense that this narrative is shifting to, well, what involvement did this pastor have in the life of this transgender terrorist? And maybe we can blame him. Maybe he was actually being targeted. But again, that's contradicted by the fact that the police found maps showing other targets, malls, other schools that had nothing to do with Pastor Scruggs. So I would suggest that as the school is denying, this report is actually not true. She wasn't directly targeting the pastor, she was targeting the school, and that's going to come out in the manifesto. More on that after the break. Summit.news. Don't go away.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Broadcasting internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
Now, it's a fact that there are political extremists who lash out in violence on both sides of the political spectrum from basically every political movement imaginable. It happens on both sides, and it's equally terrible whoever's responsible for it. The difference is the media narrative, their treatment of the story after the fact. Many of you will remember James T. Hodgkinson back in, I think it was 2017, again, deliberately targeted Republican congressman, shot up a baseball, a basketball practice game, I think it was, one of the two. Of course, nearly killing Congressman Steve Scalise. It took days for the mainstream media to even acknowledge that he was a far-left Bernie Sanders supporter, and he believed the rhetoric that basically leftists need to start killing Republican lawmakers in order to fight back against then-President Donald Trump. Whenever there's a right-wing or even a tenuously connected to conservatives mass shooting carried out by an individual with conservative politics, there's an immediate rush to release all the details, all the social media history, any manifesto that's available, so they can weaponize it and use it to tarnish their political adversaries. Strange, then, in this case, that we know there's a manifesto. The police came out immediately and said, this individual's transgender identity is related to the motive of the shooting. There's a manifesto, and that manifesto almost certainly contains details of the motive and why this monster did it. Now, you'll notice the difference. There wasn't an immediate call to release it. There was an immediate call to cover it up, to bury it, to hide it. Trans advocates decry calls to release Nashville school shooter's manifesto, reports ValiantNews.com. They cite, of course, this Newsweek report that left-wing LGBTQ groups are calling for more focus on gun control and less focus on the transgender shooter's mysterious motives. It should not be published, said Jordan Budd, executive director of Children of Lesbians and Gays Everywhere, to the outlet. The focus should be on how, basically, they can exploit it for gun control. PFLAG, very shady name there, an organization for LGBTQ support within families, apparently cited the risk of contagion and told Newsweek the manifesto's contents don't change the outcome of the tragedy. Every time somebody who can be tenuously connected to conservative politics carries out an outrage, they immediately call for the manifesto to be released in full. The social media history is splashed everywhere and used to tarnish their political adversaries. Not in this case, shockingly enough. And yet, as I wrote earlier, transgender shooters' manifesto will now apparently be released publicly, but only after the FBI has combed through it. This is from somebody who spoke to the New York Post, the Nashville Council member Robert Swope, who said, quote, the manifesto is going to be released, it's just a matter of when. There are some incredibly brilliant psychological minds and psychological analysts combing through her entire life, and that is the FBI Behavioral Analysis Unit. Some people have questioned, and you can't blame them, whether the FBI is actually going to release this manifesto in full. If they've got control of it, how much of it will be redacted to protect the LGBTQ community, as Joe Biden in his comments earlier has said is one of the biggest priorities after this transgender terrorist shot three children dead, presumably once we get the manifesto, in the name of protecting the LGBT community. Of course, the media reports and the immediate aftermath of the shooting focused in on Tennessee, restricting drag queen performances in public venues, and of course on banning what they call gender-affirming care which is basically chemical castration of children, puberty blockers, hormone treatment for children who, without even consent of their parents, and they're doing a similar thing in schools in the UK, which I'm going to get onto, say they identify as non-binary, as transgender, after, in their confused embryonic minds, having been re-educated, socially engineered, indoctrinated, brainwashed with that very canon in the public schools themselves. So the media came out and said, this has got something to do with Tennessee doing this, using that in a way to justify the shooting itself, which is particularly sick, but at least acknowledging that that was likely one of the motives of the shooter. Will it come out in the manifesto, or will it be a different narrative, which I spoke about before the break, where they're trying to make it into the direct personal targeting of this pastor and a personal grievance? Because if they run with that narrative, they can then circumvent having to ask serious questions about whether this very small fraction, this trans activist movement, is becoming radicalized, is becoming violent, is becoming more dangerous, especially given now, of course, as we've seen, them taking up weapons training, them staging Trans Day of Vengeance on April the 1st, which will still go ahead, by the way. You'd think they'd maybe look at the optics and think, a transgender terrorist has just killed 3 infant children. Should we cancel an event which is literally called the Trans Day of Vengeance, which some supporters have posted images of themselves with firearms in support of that Trans Day of Vengeance? Is it wise, is it reasonable, is it cogent to maybe put that on ice for a week or two? No, it goes ahead anyway. These people, of course, have no common sense because, in many cases, they're mentally ill. Back to the manifesto. Revolver News reports, LGBTQ activists fighting tooth and nail to keep transgender shooters' manifesto buried. They know that the FBI is going to comb through it, and it's apparently going to be released after that, but say, there's a catch. The FBI will pore over the document and likely redact much of it. Secondly, the release date is still unknown, so they're speculating maybe we won't see this for weeks, for months, until after the whole narrative behind the shooting and the focus on it has died down. Daily Skeptic reports, and I just mentioned this, Trans Day of Vengeance to go ahead in DC despite school massacre by trans activists. That ain't going to stop them. Despite 3 9-year-olds being gunned down by a transgender shooter at a private Christian school in Nashville, activists are still rallying the troops to protest for a Trans Day of Vengeance month after raising money for firearms training. But they've renamed it. So now I guess it's all okay. It's just a harmless protest. It's not a day of vengeance. Transgender shooter Audrey Hale, opened fire at the Covenant School in Nashville, killed 3 children during a rampage, obviously. But despite rising political tensions across the country, which saw a press secretary for Arizona's Democrat governor, oh yeah, we had this story yesterday, post a tweet about shooting transphobes. Right, so a transgender terrorist has just killed 3 children in cold blood in a school shooting. This person composes a tweet, which is a clip from a movie of a woman holding 2 guns, commenting about shooting transphobes in the immediate hours after a transgender terrorist has gunned down 3 9-year-old kids. That person has thought about that tweet, has hovered over the mouse button, and thought, yeah, that's good, I'll send that. Click. These people are deranged, and they're not going to stop. We'll be back with more on this and on the attack on the activist Posey Parker in New Zealand by the same mob of people after the break. Don't go.
The fight against the New World Order is now the top story in the world. The globalists are in deep trouble, but they're striking back with all their deep state operatives to shut down InfoWars and other truth tellers like James O'Keefe and Tucker Carlson and countless others. So please, pray for us now more than ever. Spread the word about the broadcast and get great products to keep us on air and fund our operation while at the same time enriching your life. Now we've got 3 new products available at InfoWarsStore.com and a bestseller back in stock. We have the amazing Dr. Jones Naturals turmeric toothpaste and so much more. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ashwagandha root pills with black powder extract to accelerate your libido, stamina, testosterone. And we have pure ashwagandha gummies at InfoWarsStore.com as well. These are all the highest quality products. The prebiotic is now finally back in stock. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take action now. Enrich your life, empower your body, and keep us on air. Please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
Now, 2 days before the school shooting, there was another outrage involving this much-vaunted transgender community. And that took place in New Zealand, where a women's rights activist who committed the crime of tweeting, "A woman is an adult human female." That's it. That's all she did. She set up a speaking event at which women's rights activists who want female spaces protected from grown hairy men displaying their genitals in public bathrooms and places like that. That's all she wanted. A lineup of women speakers to reinforce female spaces, women's rights, basically old school feminists. Posey Parker, that's the name she goes by. No, that's not allowed. She has to be viciously, violently attacked by this huge mob who, by the way, a lot of them weren't even transgender identified individuals. They were just huge 6'2" grown men, not even pretending to be women. She was mobbed. She was attacked. She was also doused with tomato soup, by this transgender activist who has now literally fled the country and has entered America, presumably, because he tweeted that he was on a plane going to America. This is a literal fugitive now fundraising on an online platform to protect himself against legal ramifications for assaulting Posey Parker. This headline is out of Redux.info, which is an excellent resource on this kind of insanity. New Zealand trans activist charged with assault after attacking women's rights campaigner. Trans activist who threw tomato juice on a women's rights campaigner during a free speech event in Auckland has been charged with common assault. And again, this took about 2 or 3 days for this individual to even be charged after a massive online backlash. They probably wouldn't have done it otherwise. Because as Posey Parker herself said, when this basic riot, this mobbing was happening, where are the police? The police allowed her to get attacked. She had a few security guards thankfully protecting her. She said at the time, or immediately after, she thought she'd be dead. If she fell down, she'd be trampled on. She'd be absolutely mobbed and attacked. Eliana Rubashikin, also known as Eliana Golberstein and Eliana Rubinstein, is a male who identifies as transgender and intersex, whatever that is, uses they-them pronouns. March 25th, Rubashikin attacked women's rights campaigner Kelly J. Keene, that's Posey Parker's real name, during what was supposed to be a peaceful women's rights demonstration. Again, as I explained, Keane had arranged for a speaking tour of New Zealand based around giving women a platform to express their thoughts on gender ideology. She was forced to cut the tour short, and this wasn't even the first incident. She went to Australia. Same thing happened. Police held back. Let a literal riotous mob attack her. Happened again in Auckland. Rubashikin dumped a litre of tomato juice onto her and her security detail. And this same individual is now putting out videos on Twitter claiming that his life is under threat because of this backlash against the assault of Posey Parker. They cry out in pain as they lash out and attack you. They do that every single time. Like David Packman, the guy who tweeted, "Oh, I guess the kids at the school who were slaughtered just didn't pray hard enough." He gets rightfully criticized for that. Then he claims about anti-Semitism. He claims he's getting threats. They do this outrageous behavior. In this case, with this transgender activist, physically attack people and then claim that they're the victim. The cry bully syndrome every single time. Videos of the incident have since circulated on social media. You've probably seen it by now. Following the event, Rubashikin gave an interview where he claimed that he targeted Keen because her words are blood, because they're killing our people. Tweeting a woman is an adult human female, that's apparently killing people. Again, it's this demented, warped agenda idea that words are violence. So if they characterize words with which they disagree as violence, not only can they get that person censored, they can get them actually physically attacked and think they can get away with it. Information on Rubashikin's charge was first reported by Newsable, which received a statement from Rubashikin where he again claimed the assault suggested that he was comfortable facing justice. Quote, listen to this, "I did assault her and I'll do it again. And if I need to be 10 years in prison, I'm happy to be 10 years in prison." Well, it doesn't seem like that, because despite his words, Rubashikin fled New Zealand shortly after being made aware that police were planning on issuing a warrant for his arrest on charges of assault. His latest travel-related post suggests he's now left Australia and is en route to the United States. This individual posting on Twitter, "On my way to New York, slay," and has actually launched a fundraiser for personal security needs on this website called Give a Little. Bear in mind, not even Kyle Rittenhouse, people with a lesser involvement in actual violence than Kyle Rittenhouse, despite that, of course, being completely justified, given that he was under violent, deadly attack, use platforms like, you know, GoFundMe and different fundraising platforms for any political cause, basically, not even particularly controversial causes, because they're conservative, because they're right wing, they get banned immediately. This individual, who has been charged with assault and has fled the country as a fugitive, goes on givealittle.co.nz and is raising money for security expenses and has so far raised over $9,000 in just a few days while this individual is literally a fugitive charged with physical assault, pretending to be a victim and grifting off of the back of it. And this donation platform is facilitating an actual fugitive criminal in the raising of this money. Absolutely incredible behavior. Let's go quickly to this first video, though, otherwise I'm not going to get through any of them. This is about a powerlifter who responded to the Canadian Powerlifting Union saying transgenders can identify as any gender by entering one of the competitions and trying to prove a point. This is called The Proof is in the Pudding. Here it is. Canadian Powerlifting Union recently announced a progressively inclusive new rule. Their trans inclusion policy said transgender powerlifters would be able to choose which gender category they compete in. Quote, whether or not they have undergone hormone therapy. Harvey Silverberg, a powerlifting coach, decided to put this to the test. Silverberg, now identifying as a woman, stepped up to take part in the Heroes Classic powerlifting meet women's bench press. And here's what happened. Competing in the 84 kilograms plus women's category, Silverberg broke the record. Harvey set out to prove that gender self-identification policies in sport were completely unfair. And well, as they say, the proof is in the pudding. But it gets better. Sat in the front row watching Silverberg smash the record was Anne Andres, a trans-identified biological male. You'll be shocked to learn that Andres has won 8 out of the 9 competitions he's entered in the women's category. But in a video Andres himself shared, he mocked how bad women were at powerlifting.
Why is women's bench so bad? I mean, standard bench in powerlifting competition for women? I literally don't understand why it's so bad.
Gee, I wonder. Anne, maybe it's because you have 20 times more testosterone than them, just a thought. Campaign group Icons Women praised Silverberg for his demonstration proving the utter insanity of gender self-identification policies in sport. What Harvey so obviously points out is that policies allowing men access to women's sports completely remove any integrity in women's competitions, the organisation said. It doesn't matter how Harvey expresses himself or perceives himself, he clearly does not belong in women's sport, and neither does any other male, regardless of their motivation for wanting to participate. But Anne told me it was because the women just weren't good enough.
Why is women's bench so bad?
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
Now, in this final segment, I really want to get to these two final videos on the issue of the motorist uprising in the United Kingdom, because this is another example of good news, a genuine grassroots organic backlash against population control, against mass surveillance in the United Kingdom. And God forbid some surveillance cameras get broken. Oh, no, we don't want that. Well, someone think of the poor CCTV cameras. Reclaim the Net reports Londoners push back against invasive traffic CCTV designed to enforce low emission zones. This is the embryonic climate lockdown. This is net zero. This is the Great Reset. These cameras are now being set up, expanded across the entirety of London. They've already had them for central London for probably over a decade now. Now they're expanding the system to cover the entirety of Greater London. How it works is, if you have a car that has emissions that they don't like, that they've categorized as not eco-friendly, basically, you are subject to this ULEZ expansion zone if you travel in one of those cars, typically cars built, produced, manufactured before 2015, you're going to get fined £12.50 a day, which is over $15, every day, simply for getting around, simply for driving your car. This is basically a tax on the poor. Most people who own cars, you know, a decade, 20 years old, they're poor people. They can only afford that level of vehicle. Onerous, punitive fines on the poor under the guise of environmentalism, when in reality it's total population control, because the Metropolitan Police has direct access to all these cameras. So it's just a giant expansion of the surveillance network It's another grand revenue generation scam, feasting off of poor people even as we enter a cost of living crisis, and it's absolutely unconscionable. But, and this is what the video is about, the first one at least, this great reset, this net zero, while it's being implemented by globalist bodies, top-down totalitarian authorities, WEF, and on the local level, local government councils, in the guise of the pursuit of net zero, the foot soldiers who are actually enforcing it, the green police, are eco-mentalist loons who are now literally setting up green roadblocks in residential streets, manning them as de facto climate Karen checkpoints. This first video is called Incredible Scenes. Let's roll it. Green police aren't waiting for the day when cars are completely banned. We're all forced to return to an agrarian age of misery and abject poverty. No, they're already enforcing the system themselves. A shocking video out of Lefty Outpost Oxford shows eco-loons blocking residential roads to prevent cars from passing. To be clear, this isn't an Extinction Rebellion protest. This is just some quiet backstreet in suburbia. Literal eco-Stasi roadblocks staffed by enviro goons who think that wearing a high-vis jacket gives them any kind of authority.
Hello. Morning. Have you got any right to stop here?
Yeah. You see, this is a note for motor vehicles. This is motor.
Yeah. Do you go to work?
Yes, I'm on my way to work.
Yeah. What time you're going?
Just stopped to talk to my friends about 15 minutes.
Yeah, you stay here just all your day, just wasting people time.
No, enforcing the traffic law. You're not allowed to drive through here.
So, have you got anything to show me that you can stop me?
See that sign?
Yeah, excuse me, I want to see you. No, you...
Look, they have a homemade sign, therefore they get to play traffic cop. Doesn't work like that.
I understand. Yeah, don't worry. I want to see if you got something to show me that you can stop me. No, 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 you. Can you stop me to go through there?
No, but if you go through... You will get a fine.
Okay, I want to get through.
It's a great shame you can't sort of think a bit more about it.
No, okay.
It's a great shame you haven't been indoctrinated with alarmist propaganda like our cult.
Hey, can you open, please? Thank you. If I get the fine.
I will film you going through.
I will film you going through and report you to the authorities.
Okay, don't worry. Okay, can you move now? I'm late. I need to go to work. Excuse me. Move. I'm going to get a fine. You got my everything. Now you move now, okay?
A passerby then sticks up for her.
Excuse me? You're taking a... Excuse me? I said you to move now! Just go! Listen! You move now.
You took everything about me. Now you can go across and call the police. You're not being forced.
Yeah, call the police, call whatever you want.
See whether they respond. You're not being forced. She has everyone to drive through.
Don't worry. I will get the fine. I will get the fine. I will get the fine. It's not your man business. Move!
But these imbeciles still think that having green hair and an obnoxious holier-than-thou attitude gives them the right to exercise power over everyone else.
I'm late. I need to go to work. I've got a life. I've got kids.
Oxford is a testing ground for 15-minute cities, which simultaneously don't exist and are a baseless conspiracy theory, according to the media, while local technocrats openly prepare to enforce them via networks of license plate scanning surveillance cameras that will issue fines every single day for people simply trying to get to work in the morning. It's not a climate lockdown, though. Oh, you can't say that. Here's a few permission slips we'll graciously grant you, so you can sometimes travel through the city, maybe, if you behave yourself. This is just a taste of what kind of busybody control freaks will be empowered if we allow the insanity of net zero to accelerate. Now let's go to this final video because the backlash to all this is growing. This is called the Motorist Uprising. Let's roll it. There's an uprising sweeping the United Kingdom, but it's not being led by the usual suspects. Motorists are mad as hell and they're not gonna take it anymore. These vulgarities, LTNs, have been popping up all over the country, particularly in London as part of Sadiq Khan's demented war on cars. Residents have suddenly discovered that planters have been used to block off key back roads. Although local councils are responsible for setting them up, they're being illegally manned by climate Karens running de facto roadblocks. This is leading to volatile confrontations with people who are simply trying to get to work.
So, have you got anything to show me that you can stop me?
See that sign?
Yeah, excuse me, I want to see you. Now you move now, okay?
That's in Oxford, where thousands of people have protested against LTNs and plans for 15-minute cities, where residents will be forced to use outer ring roads and fined just for driving through the city. Of course, as with everything done under the name of environmentalism, it has nothing to do with the environment and everything to do with population control. All eco-mentalist NIMBYs are achieving is causing more congestion and pollution in other areas of towns and cities. But so long as they get to cosplay as the Green Police, they don't care. But furious motorists up and down the country have taken the matter into their own hands by setting them on fire. Closed? Road no longer closed. Rochdale Council had to pause a plan to expand their use after these incidents. LTNs are a leftover from the lockdown era, but they were never removed and more are being added every day. Other people are simply driving around them, while some motorcyclists are choosing to use the pavement instead. Despite threats of surveillance camera monitoring and fines. Meanwhile, in London, Sadiq Khan's expansion of the ULEZ zone is causing another motorist uprising. People who drive older cars, poor people mainly, will be forced to pay £12.50 a day every day just to get around. The installation of ULEZ cameras is currently being accelerated before their rollout in August. Problem being, people across the capital are now blocking them off, using shopping bags, boxes, whatever comes to hand.
Well, that's what I like to see in the morning. ULEZ camera. Get up there, boy!
Oh no, how awful. Net zero is being imposed on us despite there having never been a referendum, a public debate, nothing. They just announced it. We were never asked. But now people across the UK are answering in their own distinct ways. And the answer's no. And the response to this rebellion on behalf of the authorities is simply to label all the people who are protesting against it Nazis! Anti-ULEZ protests hijacked by Nazis, says Sadiq Khan. Sadiq Khan has claimed Nazis have infiltrated anti-ULEZ protests in his latest attack on the opposition to the expansion of the zone. What happened was that people protested outside Ealing Town Hall, pictures of Sadiq Khan on their placards, the London mayor, and then a swastika banner drawn on the face of Sadiq Khan. They were saying he's the Nazi. They weren't supporting the Nazis. This is just plain vilification and demonization of good people. That's going to wrap it up for Summit News. War Room is next with Owen Schroyer. Keep it locked.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.